Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Violence against Ugandan Christians is increasing, and it's coming from multiple directions. Then, a snapshot of Mission Cry's latest shipment of Bibles and Christian books for Cape Town, South Africa. That story coming your way in just a few moments. But first, Ugandan Christians are facing pressure from both the east and the west side of the country as violence against believers takes place. Physical attack on a pastor this month illustrates what Stephen Wesley with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says is an increasing trend. Much of the Western violence originates in the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
There is a lot more from the allied democratic forces coming into Uganda and attacking, but it's also in communities where Christians are the minority and Islam is the majority.
In the latter case, primarily in the country's east, Wesley says the intensity of violence is also increasing.
Not necessarily to the point of death, but where they're trying to hold them back from sharing the gospel.
Reports indicate attacks are especially ramping up against evangelists and recent converts.
Because that is the evidence of Christianity's expression in those places. So if the church was silent and was not evangelistic, then they would feel no threat.
What it means is some Muslims are beginning to see cracks in their cultural fortress, as well as those who are stepping outside of it. Pray for this small group, as choosing Christ over Islam means ostracization, threats, and physical attacks. Pray also for a spirit of love, faith, and endurance in the Ugandan church. Then, Egypt is host to more than 1 million registered refugees, according to the December data from the UN Refugee Agency. The total number is likely much higher. And every one of these children, women, and men needs so much more than just food and shelter.
They are coming just to find hope in our country. And they fear the future. So we have to give him hope and comfort. That's why we are expanding our ministry to reach out to them and give them hope and future.
That's Marmar, and she serves with Castle Dabara Evangelical Church, or KDEC, in Egypt. After 2 years of hard work, the church is ready to open a new educational center for around 80 kids in the Sinai Peninsula. This center meets a critical need for Palestinian refugees in Sinai, for example.
They cannot go anywhere else in the country, and they cannot use the local school.
Praise God, a local church in Sinai is partnering with KDEC to staff the center. Showing families the love of Christ opens the way to share his message. And finding your place?
Pray for protection. Protection for the people who serve with us. Pray for the local church there who will be responsible for the education center. Pray for the teachers. Pray for the people who will receive the message.
Finally, this year, Mission Cry is preparing to send 6 sea containers full of Bibles and Christian books to Cape Town, South Africa. Jason Wolford of Mission Cry says,
last year, we were able to send 4 containers right around there. And the testimonials that have come from this, prisoners giving their life to the Lord, people who got out of prison, getting saved, people coming from the surrounding countries. That's right, coming from surrounding countries to come and get free Bibles and Christian books from this hub. And so it's a great distribution point, and we're going to continue to do that, God willing.
Wolford says the Word of God is the only thing that doesn't return void, and that
Cape Town is an area that crime is on the rise. The devil's working overtime. And what I love about what we do is I like to try to focus on areas around the country, around the world, I should say, where I see the devil working overtime. I know that he's trying to stop something great. And so it's that much more effort that we put in that area.
So please pray that the next container, which leaves in February, will touch the hearts of individuals who don't know the Lord and that they'll come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Pray for Christians to be discipled and that they'll also draw near to God. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.